T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Nearly three-quarters of Oakland voters approved a measure last month that will require the city to distribute donation vouchers to residents so they can contribute to political candidates in the city with money from the city's general fund. Oakland is only the second city in the nation to approve this kind of measure. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our insider, Phil Mateer. And Phil, a lot of people complain about the way campaigns are financed. This is different.
It is different. And what we're talking about here, as you pointed out, Oakland would now send out $25 vouchers for every 2 years to each resident, 18 and over. And that would include non-U.S. citizens if they're here with legal permanent residency. It would come from the general fund, about $4 million per election. And it would they would be allowed to, you know, donate it to candidates for mayor or various city council, school board, elections like that, as long as the candidates abide by spending limits. The idea is to try to democratize politics, not just in the voting, but in the candidates being able to get out their message. Seattle did it. It led to an increase in small donations, because after all, free money's free money. And it also led to more candidates entering the race. But as to whether it's going to change the overall way that campaigns are financed in Oakland, I think this is a little bit on the wishful thinking side.
So these democracy dollars, it's already being done in Seattle. What have we learned from there?
Well, not much, because it was only done there in 2017. And so what we saw, you know, they say that it has increased the amount of smaller donations. Like I said, if you've got vouchers out there, that's going to increase it. It has increased the number of candidates that ran for Seattle government. But we've never had a shortage of candidates, so we don't really know. They also did it in South Dakota with not much results. But here's the bottom line, and the truth that, you know, that it's tough to get around, is that these days, most of the candidates in the campaigns, they don't do most of the spending in these races. Most of the spending in the Oakland mayor's race, for example, was done by outside interest groups that set up their own independent committees outside of the campaign committees of these candidates that may accept spending restrictions, and they have no restrictions on the donations or how they spend it. Xing Tao, for example, got over $1 million from labor unions in Oakland, Alameda County, and around the state, plus the backing of the Alameda County Democratic Party. They were able to hire professional firm BMWL to get out there and get the vote out for her, and that include paying precinct walkers to go out and paper precincts. Lauren Taylor got a lot of his money from just donations. And Ignacio de la Fuente got some $500,000 plus from a company that was interested in bringing coal through the port of Oakland, a controversial topic there. So money is money. Big money is going to stay there. But now at least the small people or the small voters get a chance to put in as well.
All right, Phil, thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.